This is 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to this edition of 6 Minute English with me, Dima Kostenko.
And me, Kate Collin.
Kate will be our language guide for today. Today we'll hear a fascinating report about a new vending machine that's unlike any other. But first, Kate, how would you describe what a vending machine is?
Well, a vending machine is a machine that you can buy things from, and most often it's things that you can buy to eat on the go, such as crisps, chocolate, sandwiches. And I've actually seen some vending machines that sell books in airports.
That's really interesting. That's something new.
Yeah, I know. I was very surprised when I saw it. I thought it was a very good idea, though, if you're in a rush and you're running to catch a plane.
Absolutely, yeah.
Now, you pay for these items by inserting a coin through a slot. So these machines are also known sometimes as slot machines.
That must be quite colloquial, though.
Exactly. Slot machines can also be known as any kind of machine that you put money into. It doesn't have to just be vending machines.
Right.
They can also be known as dispensers because they dispense, they give out something to you at the end of the transaction.
Well, Kate, if you're only using vending machines to buy things like chocolate bars or books, you're in for a surprise. As Steve Rosenberg, the BBC's correspondent in Berlin, has discovered, a German company is planning to install some very different dispensers at stations, airports, shopping centres. Would you like to hear more?
Well, hearing all those phrases from you, very different and unlike any other, I must say I'm a bit intrigued.
You won't be intrigued for too much longer, because in a moment we'll hear from Steve Rosenberg to find out what those machines will be selling. I'll say just one thing. It's something really valuable.
OK, let's listen. And as you're listening, try to find out what it is that they're selling. Also listen out for these words and phrases. On-the-go goodies, meaning small things that we buy and consume without stopping, like chocolate bars, crisps and other snacks, for example. And precious, which means very expensive and valuable.
Here's Steve Rosenberg.
I'm standing next to a vending machine at a Berlin railway station. It offers a typical selection of on-the-go goodies. There are fizzy drinks and crisps, chewing gum. But very soon, machines like this one could be selling something far more precious than a packet of peanuts. As well as chocolate bars, you'll be able to buy gold bars.
So, Kate, what is it that the new vending machines will be selling?
Well, Steve says it isn't going to be on-the-go goodies. Not chewing gum, not packets of peanuts. It'll be the precious metal, gold. Well, sounds interesting, but I'm not quite sure I understand. Why would anyone want to buy a gold bar from a slot machine?
Well, apparently, with a global financial crisis, more and more people decide that they can no longer rely upon stocks and shares the way they used to.
Stocks and shares, that's a useful expression often heard among business people. It means part of the ownership of a company which people can buy as an investment.
Indeed they can. But in reality, many start turning to other types of investment, which they consider safer, like buying precious metals. And with this new slot machine, buying gold simply can't be easier. The price will be adjusted daily, and in the next part, Steve Rosenberg quotes some prices at current rates. And here comes your challenge for this week. Which currency unit is mentioned? Euro, dollar or pound? Kate, which of these three currencies would you expect to hear in a report about gold recorded in Germany by a reporter of a British broadcaster?
Oh, that's a tricky one. I think I would have to say euro because that's the currency used in Germany.
We'll check your guess later. But first, what's your language point for the second part of the report, Kate?
It's the expression to keep a close eye on, meaning to watch closely. Steve says built-in video cameras will be keeping an especially close eye on all the customers. So his word of warning is, watch out how you behave when you use them.
The machine will dispense a gram of gold for about $40 and a 10-gram bar for just under $350. But one word of warning. If you put in your money and nothing comes out, don't start banging your fist on this treasure chest. Built-in video cameras will be keeping an especially close eye on all the customers.
That was our correspondent Steve Rosenberg at a railway station in Berlin. Now, before we talk about the answer to this week's question, do you mind going through some of today's vocabulary again, Kate?
Not at all. We began by talking about vending machines. That is, machines from which small items such as packaged food or drinks can be bought by inserting money. Because cash is inserted through a slot, they are also known colloquially as slot machines. And another synonym is dispensers. We then mentioned the phrase on-the-go goodies, meaning small things that we buy and consume without stopping. And then the word precious, which means very expensive and valuable. We talked briefly about stocks and shares, which means part of the ownership of a company which people can buy as an investment. And finally, the expression to keep a close eye on, meaning to watch very closely.
Thanks, Kate. Finally, back to our question. Which currency was used in the report to talk about the price of gold?
Well, I said euro, but now I'm thinking about it again. I think I may have got that wrong.
Yes, and the correct answer was dollar. And that's because, like every other major commodity, gold is priced in dollars. Well, I'm afraid that's all we have time for today. Until next week.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
That was 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.